All right. So when we started this, you said that I asked you about your developed sense of the lake, and you said it seemed like such a strange place that first visit.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about how your perception of the lake, the landscape, the ecosystem, how it's changed over this lengthy period of really close interaction?
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I'm out there a lot, and what's fun is that, let's just say the Spiral Jetty site, the North Arm. Every time I go there, I see something new. And I mean, I go there probably 6 to 10 times a year. Every single time, I see something new. Last year, the lake volume went up, and I think the pressure of the water started pushing the petroleum up out of the seeps up there.
Yeah.
I have never before, in the 16 years I've been going up there, had this tar, like it's very heavy molecular weight petroleum. It's like asphalt. Never before been able to, we could hardly get to Spiral Jetty without getting it all over our shoes. I stopped taking my dog
there.
Really?
Right on the shore by the jetty?
Yes. I stopped, and usually over by the oil jetty, you would go there if you wanted to collect some of those seeps, because we were looking at microbes that degrade that asphalt for a while, so we were collecting over there, but never before had I seen it there. I stopped taking my dog because she would get it in her fur.
Yeah.
I had my kids wear different shoes. So that was different. So every time I go, there's something new, there's something different. If the conditions have been just right and a wind whips up, it's like a bubble bath out there because these the lipids from the microbes are released into the water from them getting blown around and dying, I guess, and it turns into like soap suds.